Midday.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg 24, Mumbela 21.
Couple of issues on the road. Central Joburg roadworks on the M1 southbound. Restrictions at the Crown. Very heavy traffic at the moment. And Edenvale as well. It's also roadworks. N3 south. Restrictions as you approach Linksfield Road.
Die EFF-leier Julius Malema sê hy is nie geïntimideer of bang vir die voormalige president en MK-partyleier Jacob Zuma nie. Dit volg na die uittog van vooraanstaande EFF-lede aan die MK-party, insluitend die voormalige adjunct-president Floyd Shivambu. Malema sê in sy partij se potgooi is daar geen manier waarop enige iemand die bestaan van die EFF sal bedreig nie.
Can't be threatened by Zuma. Zuma thought he buried me, expelled me from the ANC for comparing him with Thabo Mbeki, and Ramaphosa was used as an instrument. So my encounter with Zuma is not for the first time that it is the way it is now. He's inviting me back to fight with him, and I will do it, and I will do it with ease. I'm not scared.
Die grensbestuursowerheid sê die Limpopo grenspos is heropen vanoggend. Die grenspos is gister gesluit weens gewelddadige betogings in Mosambiek na omstrede verkiesing. Die betogings het gelei tot 'n opeenhoping van vragmotors. Die owerheid se kommissaris Mark Masiapato sê na gesprekke met Mosambiek is die grenspos weer heropen.
We have resumed operations, especially the processing of cargo to the Mozambican side after they had confirmed to us that the situation had stabilized and therefore the corridor is ready to receive the export cargo from the South African side into Maputo.
Die minister in die presidentie Kombutso Ntshavheni sê die volgende plaaslike verkiesings sal plaasvind tussen die 2 November 2026 en Februarie 2027. Die kabinet sal 'n komitee vorm om 'n voorbereiding vir die verkiesing te oorsien. Die komitee sal gelei word deur die minister van Samewerkende Regering en Tradisionele Sake. Ntshavheni het gister die aankondiging gemaak.
The 2026 municipal elections will be the sixth such elections since the advent of democracy in 1994. The MC will work with the IEC and other relevant bodies towards ensuring that the process leading to the local government elections is smooth and peaceful.
Human Rights Watch say Israel het toesig gehou oor die gedwonge massaverplasing van Palestynë in Gaza en hy beskou dit as 'n doelbewuste stelselmatige veldtog wat op oorlogsmisdaad en 'n misdaad teen die menskom neerkom. So wat 1,9 miljoen mense is die afgelope 13 maande in Gaza verplaas. Die Israelse weermag sê egter hy is verbind tot internasionale reg en tree daar volgens op. En koalas word gewoonlik in bloekomhome aangetref, maar 'n egpaar in Adelaide, Australië was geskok om een in hulle slaapkamer te ontdek. Daar word in 'n video gewys hoe die koala op die vloer sit en toe op 'n bedkassie klim. Die beer het daarna op die bed gespring. Ek is Emil Pinara, top story this hour. Julius Malema says he is not scared of Zuma and the MK party.
Well, of course he's got to say that. Yeah, no. Huh. Alrighty, nearly 12:04. Welcome to our show. It is die werksoene. This is tweede gedeelte daarvan. I wonder if Danny's going to be back later tonight between 7 and 10, because she's young and fit. She can do that, you know. I'll let you know in a wee bit. So welcome to our show. And on the show today, we're going to be chatting to Emil a little bit later on about his new podcast. Hey, excited?
Yes, I'm very excited.
We'll do that after the 1 o'clock news. Oh, what else is happening today? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so the weather's a little bit today. It's not too bad. It's matig, 24 for Johannesburg, 26 for Pretoria, maar 50% moontlikheid van reën. And once again, the northern provinces getting yellow level warnings. What else? Also northern Gauteng.
I mean, in my area, it's been raining every night.
Yeah, well, yeah, we needed
massive thunderstorms.
We're like a month late. Oh, yeah, because...